Hey, yo, what up? It's your man Fred Black, representing the HAC. And check out CAD 229 Radio. And you can find me on Fred Black HAC on Instagram.
For me, I think that real hip-hop just means what's in your heart. If somebody really does have a life story about going from absolutely nothing to everything, that's fine.
The reach waste don't come with time, little shawty, y'all don't want it. Cop the UP, found the recipe, then put my niggas on it. Real hustling, niggas shaking hands, I mean I'm juggling money. No way to find out what me and D-Walker and G brought the ace. And I sold the hoe to Summer Sonic Races, Brolic Wayans. Heavyweights only, touch the mic, you can end up holy. And I ain't talking about Christ, but you probably walk with him. You come by here tonight, nigga, I'm pulling triggers, leaving niggas dead. You know I paint the scene red. Don't give a fuck, my niggas pull up in the truck. We leave you stuck, you better duck. My nigga, it's bad luck, fuck. When G come through, we fuck shit up.
When it comes to rhymes, say this one time. I won't mind, bring clouds to my sunshine. Get you sent to the gun line. Can't touch me, flows a porcupine. Nas told me the world was mine, so I fuck with no one bandit. Then make Mars my concubine. This bowler from Columbine, clashing with the mastermind. They gas you up on IG, but only beat your ass is mine. Make him tap out like Bret Hart. They ain't even the best part. Murder styles and kill beats. Dummies better get smart.
Heavy hearted, yo, smarten up. You retarded, don't start with us. We in the order, calling orders. Bluff, all or nothing, dog, it's rough. Promise you ain't raw as us, I beg your pardon. Guess up on my back like question marks, stressing Harley. No more civics who try to test the Rari. Got you out your cash, I'm sorry, well, Harley.
It's been a long time coming, I'm trying to burn up a check. Bitches getting out of line, I'm putting them down like the vet. Black hoodie, black mask, I'm prepared for the test. The chicks, I'm a credible hope, all I do is smash. These fake niggas, I see through them, just like glass. I heard your tracks, and threw them right back in the trash. Hooked up with P and Black, and got back in the lab. You better go get it before life pass you by like a cab.
So my hiatus back to show the flow is ageless. My trips, I politic on spaceships. Still burning brains at basic. Black or hard, Henny, no chasing. Hit the booth, killing like Jason. My team been trailblazing. Clowns in my city steady hating. Rise of the hip hoppers. Come through knocking off these flip floppers. I'm a ball. Grown man sucking balls. We all need your stations to take off. Go face, hit my DM. Said that summer breeze is hitting. To me that the guys is listening.
It's gonna taste even
what's
more.
Good, y'all? This is CAD 229 Radio, and I'm with my boy DJ. And the topic of the motherfucking day is Bluntville versus Dutch Master. Now, this is my opinion. That shit, Dutch Master is bullshit. Alright, so you go ahead with your shit.
These niggas smoke them ragged ass Bluntvilles and they ain't worth a damn. Like right now, we smoking. I got a Dutch, he got a Bluntville. That motherfucker unraveling right now. He gotta lick that bitch about 3-4 times while we smoke.
What the fuck did that guy do with it?
To keep the motherfucker wrapped up. Gotta let you know right there, Bluntvilles ain't worth a damn.
Alright, look, man, this is my shit. So, Dutch motherfucking Master. Now, check this out. These motherfuckers right here, unravel, full of leaves and shit all over everywhere. So now you gotta try to play catch the leaf if the shit decide to be kind of stale and wanna blow away. First thing. Second thing is, all this fucking gut shit. I don't have time to fuck up my car or anything I got with tobacco shit. That means you gotta open up the door in the middle of driving just to be able to put it in the bag and now you got trash degree. Third of all, Bluntville smoke better. Wait. Bluntville smoke better. And I'm stamping it like a goddamn post office lady.
He lying, y'all. He lying to you. Cause the Bluntville, we just smoke now. We got the same gas. You know what I'm saying? I got a little different. But it's a pressure though. Both of them pressure now.
93.
And motherfucker, that Bluntville just smoke like goddamn me.
Bullshit. That nigga got bad taste buds. That's what the fuck going on in this motherfucker. His taste bud is always smoked too many Dutch masters, so he can't tell when.
I smoke a swisher, and that swisher blow down.
Check this out. A swisher is a fucked up situation.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them will be broke in your motherfucking pocket.
Well, yes. I guess I gotta fuck that situation every time, cause I'm gonna smoke the hell out of this swisher.
Man, fuck all that. Like I said, yo, for all my Bluntville smokers out there, from all my clients out there, motherfucker, look, put your hands up, light you one up.
Quit wasting your money on the bitches, man.
Nah, don't buy no more Blunt. Look, Dutchess was 2000.
He's like, don't buy no more Bluntville.
Look, hey. What is going on? Hey, fuck all that. Yo, hold up. Dutch Masters was like 2005. So this nigga old as hell anyway, so that's probably why he didn't smoke the shit. You know, he look like grandfather time.
I guarantee they more motherfuckers smoking Dutchess than Bluntvilles right now. I used to smoke Bluntvilles, man, but you gotta put too much weed in it, man. And then
he just missed it because he don't want to smoke
the flavors. No, that ain't the fact.
He's scared to put
whatever you put in that shit, man. It ain't gonna taste like that Dutch, bro. You get the taste of the weed. You get the flavor. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucking taste of what the weed tastes like. And that Bluntville, you don't get the taste.
You get the taste what the fuck the cigar tastes like.
Yeah, the cigar in that Bluntville.
It tastes like wood.
It's like Pat. Your ass was choking. You been choking on that damn Dutch. I ain't seen you choke on that Bluntville not one time. And you been choking on that damn.
What they gotta
that
do
Dutch every
with
time you
the
hit,
quality of some bullshit.
You got a lot to do with it.
Man, look.
You got a lot to do with it.
Man, look, man. Like I said, yo. You know what I'm saying? Look, you want them people to follow you real quick, man? Tell them they want to come to your Instagram page or something, man. Let them know what it is.
Shit, fuck all that. You don't even worry about none of that.
Because all y'all Dutch Master motherfuckers is bullshit.
I gotta stay under the radar on like that. You know.
Alright, cool. So, you know what I'm saying? While he fly low key with the bullshit Dutch Master, I'm finna roll out. Y'all send me some money. Alright. You said go with her mama.
Yeah.
That was a hell of a decision.
Yeah. Yeah.
You said what again? You said her mama. The two girls?
Yeah, the girl I've been talking about this week.
Yeah.
My uncle hollered up talking to her mama.
Okay, I bet.
My mama's brother.
Okay.
Go with her mama right now.
Damn.
So that was kind of awkward too. Like, kind of, I mean, so I was looking at all that shit. Like,
to intertwine.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't think this is gonna really work. I mean.
And see, and me personally, like, don't get me wrong, when it comes to, like, love and happiness and all that shit like that, like, I still believe in the shit, because I still, like, get the feeling. But at the same time, I understand what the fuck going on out here in this world where we all hate each other for no fucking reason.
For no reason, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I get that part, too. So I'll be like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? Be like, all right, cool. What do we do? You know what I'm saying? Like, we in the mix of this shit. Like, something good come in the door and something bad go out the door. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, there's so much shit going on when it comes to damn diseases and shit. It's like, I ain't trying to be a dog no more because of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I ain't trying to be playing the Russian roulette. Because yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm gonna snatch this rub off and I can't do that with everybody. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a weird kind of position. Like, do we need to go back to being good and get to out, find something special and keep moving forward? Or keep trying to be, you know what I'm saying, pop my collar on there.
Yeah. Her, man, that was her some years back. You know, me and my uncle, we kind of tight, so I used to go around the house all the time and drink with him and shit. We drink beer and shit. And I'm like, my uncle liked to drink beer, man. But that's how I got with her. We was going around the house and then we end up talking. You know what I mean? It's kind of crazy, but she ended up stealing from me, man.
Oh, shit.
She stole some money out of my pocket while I was sleeping.
Oh, hell.
She went in my pocket. Like my mom from Philadelphia, but my mom moved to Charlotte. But she been back and forth. My dad from Philadelphia, my mom from Philadelphia. My mom moved, I had to move to Charlotte. And I took my uncle and all them up with me to help me move and shit, help me move my mama. They rode me up to Charlotte. We moved my mom and shit, got in the crib. Came back to Philadelphia.
whatever. We all were tired as hell. And, you know, we were drinking our beer too at the same time. And we were backing off everything. We were tired as shit when we got back. We stopped at my uncle's house. All of us was in there and shit. All of us, about half of us in the house passed out. I think about both, all of us really was out, like tired, went to sleep. She came around. She came around, her and her girlfriend. So I wake up. I know I had $200 in my pocket. I had $10-$20 bills in my pocket. I know what I had. She didn't take all of it now, but she went to my pocket. She took $60. Out my coat pocket or something. Took that.
Right.
And took my motherfucking car.
Oh, she took the car, sir?
Yeah.
Damn.
And wrecked me.
Oh, damn. She
got her ass whooped. Oh, I ain't going. I'm about to kill her. I mean, she ain't tearing up or nothing, but she's still damaged. Yeah, man.
Yo, so how being a North Carolinian going to Philly? And going back and forth from North Carolina to Philly? Because I grew up going back and forth to New York. I want to know how that Philly life is from a North Carolinian.
It's definitely faster, you know that.
I mean, with New York fans, I get that.
Yeah.
But they think they smarter than us, so, you know, I always represented North Carolina.
Yeah, I do too, because I mean, I was basically, on my birth certificate, man, I got North Carolina. I grew up in North Carolina. I mean, that's good. But I wasn't here. I wasn't always here.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I was going back and forth from New York to down here.
Yeah. You said, what you asked me?
I said, what was, like, how it is going from Philly and back and forth. Like, I know what it's like doing New York and North Carolina. But I was like, Philly, a different place. So what is that experience like?
Comparing it to here?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Man, it's totally different.
I get that.
I mean...
I feel like New York is faster than North Carolina. What I feel like is y'all got more building spaces to continue to do shit all day. We have to go to the back of the woods somewhere to go do the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, which take... Yeah, basically the same thing is going on. Like down here, they up here.
You know what I'm saying?
It's the same thing going on, like the drugs and
Not in the alley. We over here on a dirt road, like.
Yeah. That's different, though. I mean, because the city is a what they call it, concrete jungle, man. So, you in the inner city. The inner city is different. Because they ain't no concrete. Like, they ain't got, like, country down here, like, dirt and shit.
Because, like, I give an example. In New York, it's a lot of North Carolina legends in New York. When it comes to all that shit. So you'll find some weird shit. You go to New York, you be like, damn, half y'all from North Carolina? Oh, shit. You'll think they from, you know, somewhere else, but
they
all, you know, granddaddy left from down here back in the day from one of my, from Longburg. So they been left from here, came to Fayetteville, went there back in the day, was a gangster here, but, you know, went up there and just took over their whole, then you
what
never knew.
What case
are
you
going? Huh? Oh, you gotta go to the store.
Yeah.
That was bad, though.
You know, man, I can get an agent. I don't like an agent.
I gotta go back there. Because other than that, your enterprise
right now. Right here. Yeah, we passed it back there. Yeah. But, sorry, you don't have to go back there. But yeah.
I just turned
off. Yeah, like I said, man. Just, you know, like the inner city is.
Creeping out my window now. Didn't know one day that I would gun my kinfolk down. Didn't know one day these niggas hating in V9. Didn't know one day that I would rhyme on with Trey Pine. I'm thinking, who's that creeping out my window now? Didn't know one day that I would gun my kinfolk down. Didn't know one day these niggas hating in V9. Didn't know one day that I would rhyme on with Trey Pine. Yeah, I know it seem hard to believe, but it'll be the close of kin of your family. And I got scars from niggas that I love real deep. Cause that shit, I had you floating up Schitt's Creek without a paddle. Remember I was running the streets, my heart it rattled, but it wasn't missing the beat. Cause when it mattered, I always had stood 2 feet. Without the backup, nigga, it's gonna be you or me. Deciding factors, niggas wanna come up off another nigga name. It's so crazy the game, so shiesty, what they'll do for the money and fame, I can't complain. I made it out the jungle. Ali boom baye, the way a nigga rumble. Thought they would trip me up, but I ain't stumble. I got it off the muscle, all hustle. Yeah, this is facts and you can check that. Told niggas I won't go on broke and I ain't look back. Pass me the rock and then I shook back. Who's that creeping out my window now? Didn't know one day that I would gun my kinfolk down. Didn't know one day these niggas hating in V9. Didn't know one day that I would rhyme around with Trey Pine. I'm thinking who's that creeping out my window now? Didn't know one day that I would gun my kinfolk down. Didn't know one day these niggas hating in V9. Didn't know one day that I would rhyme around with Trey Pine. See, I really been thinking fuck niggas, fuck bitches. I been running all my feelings straight to the bank, yeah. I could really care less what the fuck nigga think, yeah. I've been focused on my grind for less mistakes. Cause if a nigga try me, I squeeze, won't hesitate. These niggas watch your profile from a distance just to hate. You told on your mans just to eat off his plate. Being a fuck nigga, just some shit I can't relate to. When you focus on your grind, niggas gon' hate you. Never let these niggas tell you what you can't do. Fear's a mental plant, don't let it grow in your mental. And I'ma be here doing everything I said I do. Yeah, who's that creeping out my window now? Didn't know one day that I would gun my kinfolk down. Didn't know one day these niggas hating in V9. Didn't know one day that I would rhyme around with Trey Pine. I'm thinking who's that creeping out my window now? Didn't know one day that I would gun my kinfolk down. Didn't know one day these niggas hating in V9. Didn't know one day that I would rhyme around with Trey Pine.